So what's opening tonight is Renee. Tell us a little bit about the opening night film, Renee. Okay.
Renee is a tremendous story because it's it might be the most perfect opening night film we've ever played in the Florida Film Festival because it's a Central Florida story. It was shot here. It was made by local filmmakers, plus a director, an out-of-town director, and Nathan Frankowski. Four different film schools had a part, a role in the production of this film.
Well, so this is like a family film.
It almost is, except it's not a family film.
Central Florida family.
Correct, except it's not a family film because it's based on the true story of Renee Yohe, who was a troubled teenager who was a drug addict and alcoholic and was into cutting. It shows her struggles, her support groups, her friends, people that got her through it. So it's got an excellent cast. It's beautifully shot. It's a really good film. And the fact that it has so many ties to Central Florida, because this is an Orlando story, and it's an unusual circumstance, and it really should be celebrated.
And the Florida Film Festival brings in a lot of big names, especially to the Friday Evening With event. In the past, people like Glenn Close and Rod Steiger have been here.
And this year, we got Cloris Leachman. She's won a Golden Globe, won an Oscar. Apparently, she's won more Emmy Awards, something I didn't know, than any other actor. But the film we're showing, which I'm very excited about, one of my all-time favorite films, is The Last Picture Show. And apparently, Sony Pictures has done a stunning digital restoration of the film. They did it over a year ago for the 40th anniversary, and the film played at the Academy, and Peter Bogdanovich said, this is the only version I am authorizing from now on. And another thing I'm very excited about is the Saturday Afternoon With, which is Saturday, April 21st. We're going to have an afternoon with Barry Levinson, who's five-time Academy Award nominee, won for Best Director for Rain Man. But I think he's probably maybe best known for his Baltimore films, beginning with Diner and Tin Men and Avalon. Mm. And then what we are showing is a film from 1999, perhaps not as well known as those others, but equally as good, called Liberty Heights, which was about two Jewish brothers growing up in the mid-50s in Baltimore, semi-autobiographical, like all of his Baltimore films, and stars a young Adrian Brody and Ben Foster as the brothers. The parents are Bebe Neuwirth and Joe Mantegna. It's a really good comedic drama dealing with, you know, racism, anti-Semitism, the McCarthyism, all these things going on in the mid-50s in Baltimore. You know, that's the film that he chose to play, and I'm glad he did because I think it's going to expose a lot more people to it than know about the film.
Has technology affected the number of submissions you get? Like, because people can make films easier now?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, we've seen a steady uptick every year from one year to the next. We, you know, sometimes it's a small jump. This year, it's quite a big jump. Certainly part of that is the growing reputation of the festival. Mm-hmm. And part of that is the technology. It's just, it's really easy to make a film. It's not easy to make a good film, but it is easy to make a film.
That's Florida Film Festival Programming Director Matthew Curtis. The film festival starts tonight and runs through April 22nd. I'm Liz Langley, and I'll definitely see you there.